Joni Ernst to star in GOP rebuttal to Biden's address to Congress. By Joshua Kaplan on April 28, 2021. Senator Joni Ernst, ARJA, is scheduled to lead the Senate Republicans' pre-rebuttal to President Joe Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. Fox News reports. Ernst, Republican Iowa, and at least five other Republicans will deliver a series of speeches on the Senate floor to protest how Biden has handled his first 100 days and to accuse the Democrat of ignoring his inauguration promise of listening to opposing views and seeking to bring the country together. The Iowa senator charges that Biden immediately broke his pledge for unity, not division when on day one of his presidency he signed a crush of executive orders to undo former President Trump's policies, including stopping the construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline and reversing Trump's immigration policies. That very same day, as soon as he reached the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, President Biden seemed to forget his own words as he began signing a record number of executive orders, Ernst will say in her remarks. With a stroke of a pen, he unilaterally created a new migrant crisis by reversing the previous administration's successful policies and ceasing construction of the wall. Biden will deliver his first joint address to Congress at 9 p.m. EST. The House chamber will not be filled to its usual capacity because of coronavirus protocols. On top of his $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill, the president will pitch an additional $1 trillion in education and paid family leave spending as part of his American Families Plan. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, will deliver the Republican response to Biden's address. We face serious challenges on multiple fronts, but I am as confident as I have ever been in the promise and potential of America. I look forward to having an honest conversation with the American people and sharing Republicans' optimistic vision for expanding opportunity and empowering working families, Scott said. We face serious challenges on multiple fronts, but I am as confident as I have ever been in the promise and potential of America. I look forward to having an honest conversation with the American people and sharing Republicans' optimistic vision for expanding opportunity and empowering working families, the South Carolina Republican added. Scott has long championed vintage conservative ideas like tax breaks for companies investing in poor communities and federal aid that families could use for private schools. He has a solidly conservative voting record, backing Trump's Supreme Court nominees and the failed drive to repeal President Barack Obama's health care law.